إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to make tawbah. And He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُحًا. Allah said, O you who believe, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. Turn towards, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. Tawbatan nasuha. I remind myself and you that this ni'mat of tawbah is among the greatest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left his door open for somebody who has committed a sin to repent. And no matter how many times you commit the sin, the door of tawbah remains open until we see the angels, until Malakul Maut comes for us. Now obviously the great danger is we do not know when Malakul Maut will come for us, and it is entirely likely that he might come when you are in the middle of the sin and there is no time to make tawbah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned this about those who rebel against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who refuse to accept warnings, who refuse to accept hidayah, and they rebel against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a result of that they put themselves into trouble. So we are not talking about that. We are talking about people who commit sins out of weakness, out of forgetfulness, and then they realize and immediately they make tawbah. And that is a sign of the person of iman, who does not consider a sin. He doesn't consider any sin to be too small. He considers all sins to be great, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any sin is a disobedience of Allah, and Allah is great. Allahu Akbar. So therefore, it is very, very important for us to make tawbah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, he said, if you were people who made no sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bring people who would commit a sin and make tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the fact that a person makes tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and makes tawbah, and he gave the example of how happy Allah is, he said it's like a person went to sleep. He was traveling in the desert with his camel and all his provisions. He went to sleep, and when he woke up, the camel was gone. There was no camel. Now the man was absolutely in despair, because there's no way that he's going to find his way out of the desert or be able to walk out of the desert, which means that this was like a death sentence to him. And the man is sitting there in absolute despair, and he then falls asleep, and when he wakes up again, he finds the camel is back. Now what kind of happiness is that? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the man is so happy that when he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, in his happiness he even loses consciousness of what he's saying, and instead of saying Rabbi, he says Abdi. Now the thing is that this shows the happiness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when his slave turns towards him with tawbah. Now, think about this. Why does Allah need to be happy because you make tawbah? This is this hadith and this issue is the one of the greatest of proofs of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Not only has Allah given us the opportunity to make tawbah, but Allah is actually happy when we make tawbah, even though it doesn't affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one way or the other. Whether we are rebellious or whether we are obedient makes no difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who is samad, who is free from all wants and desires, including the need for our ibadah and the need for our tawbah. If the whole world rebels, it makes no difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they all become obedient, that also makes no difference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased when the person makes tawbah. And I think about this, that not only is tawbah something that is good for us, which we should be making anyway, because we want to save ourselves from punishment, from the fire, but it is something which actually pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much more important it is for us to make tawbah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he used to make tawbah and make istighfar 70 times a day, and the Sahaba said we counted sometimes 100 times a day. How much more important it is for us to make tawbah. Now this is the Nabi, and he is giving his own example. Now how much more important it is for us to make tawbah. I remind myself and you to continuously make tawbah and to keep away from sins and not to fall into the trap of committing sin after sin and then living in the hope that I will be able to make tawbah before I die. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that opportunity anyway, no matter what kind of attitude we have. But It only makes sense to change that attitude if we have that attitude, because it might go into rebelliousness, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased, then it's entirely possible that we get stuck and caught in the act of the sin. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahman rahim.